right. Well, good morning, everybody. Hopefully you've gotten plenty good to eat. I've got some more things scheduled for today. In fact, I want to be one of the first ones, hopefully, to tell you Merry Christmas. Man, this is a joyous time of year. We think about this time of year. We've celebrated the Advent season, and today it kind of all comes to fruition. We talk about the idea of love. In fact, everybody loves the idea of love. When you think about that, anybody ever seen a chick flick? Anybody ever watched a movie, a romantic comedy, a romantic movie? I looked up one of the things that you know that you can do. The beauty of the internet. See, I grew up in an age when we didn't have that. We had encyclopedias. Anybody remember those? Had to explain to my kids what that is. I told them to Google it. But as you Google the greatest love stories, there's several that come up. Romeo and Juliet, all right. Casablanca. I'm a redneck. I don't know if I even said that right. Wuthering Heights, Pride and Prejudice, all these things. But I have the greatest love story ever told to tell you about today. You see, everybody has a story, right? My friend Charlie, he and I met in prison. That's a true story. Everybody has a story, right? Some people, it's a story of great wins and some of great loss. Some of romance, some of tragedy. But all of us have a story. I want you to know that one of the reasons that this, I believe God ever gave us the vision of this, I want everybody to look this way, and I want you to believe me. If you've ever heard anything I've said and you say, I wonder if that guy's telling me the truth, I want you to know this is 100% truth, that your story is safe here. This is a safe place for you to come, no matter what your story is, no matter what you've done, no matter what you're doing, or no matter what you will do. Your story is safe here, and I want you to know that our reason for existing is to encounter your story with the greatest story ever told. It's the greatest love story ever told. In fact, I'm going to be short in my time today because we've got many things to do. And honestly, as we said, planning this day, Christmas is a family time. And so we thank God for this family He's given us, made possible through this greatest story ever told. And so while we've ate together, while we fellowship together, we've got gifts that we'll exchange because of the greatest gift that was ever given. And then from that, just to celebrate a time of family together. And that is all made possible by the greatest love story ever told. I want to challenge you, though, to do this morning as we pray here in just a second. I want you to bow your heads and I want you to close your eyes for just a second. And as you do this, I want you just to stop and I want you to think for a moment. Now, it's real easy to do this. It's real easy to allow the enemy to turn off a switch in your mind and say, I bet he's going to tell us about the birth of Jesus today. That's a real surprise, right? And it's real easy to turn that off and say, I've been there, I've done that, I've heard the story. But I'm going to ask you this morning, as before we pray, I want you to pray and ask God a simple prayer this morning. If you've known Him for 100 years, if you've just met Him this week, or you've yet to begin to know who He is, I'm going to ask you to pray this simple prayer. God, would you allow me to hear this story with a fresh ears, with a fresh hear, see it with fresh eyes, and hear it with a fresh heart this morning? You just pray that prayer. See, we believe in this place that God's Word is alive and it's active, and we believe that it has purpose. This morning is to allow you to hear the greatest love story ever told. Would you pray with me? And as we pray, would you pray that prayer? God, let me hear this with fresh ears this morning. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us, and it is our prayer. It is our belief, God, that we all have stories. We all have things that have happened in our life, all of them leading to this point of bringing us here today and leading us to great things in the future. And God, we believe that your story is meant to intersect with ours. Wherever we're at, whatever's happened, that God, you have a story to tell to our hearts. That story is the greatest love story ever told. It does start with a birth in a manger, but God, we've talked about it in the weeks past that Jesus, you've always existed. Your word tells us that. But that your human birth was celebrated on the first Christmas. That is the Advent. That is the coming of the Christ. And we look with glorious anticipation for your return again. But God, also an Advent that's possible this year is maybe for those hearing my voice this morning that have never received you into their heart and life. It's our prayer that that is the Advent we celebrate today. Father, we thank you for the greatest love story ever told. We're thankful, no matter what tragedy it seems to have brought in the story, we're thankful that the manger was not the ending, but Father, the beginning of your life story, Jesus. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for the life that you lived. We thank you for the death that you died. And we thank you for all things that that made possible in our heart and our life. Father, allow us to hear this with fresh ears and with fresh hearts this morning. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. In Luke chapter 2, it says, "In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world shall be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And then in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw, they made known, saying that they had been told concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen and had been told to them." I just want to challenge you this morning. I ask maybe with fresh ears, with a fresh heart, to hear this story and let you know the greatest love story ever told was possible because the manger wasn't the end. This was the beginning of the story, Jesus' earthly existence, but this wasn't the end of the story. Really, honestly, if all we had to celebrate was a baby being laid in a humble manger, that would be a beautiful picture. But this is God in the flesh who said, "I'm going to come down and I'm going to rescue my people." And as I've said many times, man, if I was the author of the story, if I was the one and I was going to send my only son down to out of heaven, out of perfection, out of all of this beauty, and send them to a world of chaos like ours, I would have probably lined up a nice palace. I would have lined up pomp and circumstance. I would have lined up a great party. But here he lines up a humble birth. And isn't that like the rest of Jesus' life? This humble existence, this one who was expected to overturn Roman rule, who was expected to do all kind of things and be this great military leader, this great government leader. And he was the one that said, "You know what? My weapon's going to be a basin and towel. I'm going to wash people's feet." It was the humble birth. And it really just led to what would be a humble life for Christ. The manger isn't the end. There is a cross in the very near future in Jesus' life. And that's possible because this is the greatest love story ever told. The cross is there for you and it's there for me. I want you to look at me this morning. I don't care what the details are of your story. I want you to know you have worth this morning. It doesn't matter what you've done, it doesn't matter what you're doing or what you will do. This story is made possible for the idea to interject into your story, to interject into where you are at right now so that you and I can be sons and daughters of God. That's available to all. In fact, if you don't believe me this morning, I just want to read this here. I love the fact that the humility that's in this story. Again, we talked about this last week. The very first people that was told about this great story, it wasn't the high priest. It wasn't the nice officials. It wasn't the most powerful of the day. It says that they went into the field and found the shepherds, the lowly shepherds. And it says this, that as he came to this place, he told them that there is good news of great joy that will be for who? All people. this morning, if you fit into that category, if you fit into a place where you say, man, I'm one of those, right? I am all people. I am in that category. Then the story is for you. And so I want you to know this morning, I believe not only do we celebrate a birth at this time of year, but we celebrate what that birth means. We celebrate that there was a perfect life lived, that there was a humble death that was taking place, and then we celebrate the resurrection. I want you to know this morning, I believe this with all my heart. I get asked the question all the time, why are y'all out here? What are you doing? It's to let you know this story, that because of that love story, because of that romance, because of that great story, you have the opportunity to be sons and daughters of God. There is no greater time than right now, if you've never been introduced to that story, than to say, man, I believe. I am one of those people who's talking about. There is good news of great joy this morning. Would you pray with me this morning? As you bow your heads and close your eyes, I just want you to know that I believe this with all my heart this morning, that your story is safe here. No matter what life finds going on, I want you to know this morning, I believe this, your story is safe, and your story is meant to be intersected with the greatest love story ever told. I mean that from a heart of love this morning. There is no other way to a relationship with the Father except through this birth, except through the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's available for all. Would you ask yourself a question this morning? Have I ever really been overtaken by the beauty of this story? Not just some motion, not just praying a prayer, not just trying to do the right thing, not just stop doing this or start doing that, but have you ever been intersected with the beauty of the story, that this is good news of great joy for all people? That John goes on to tell us that we have been given the right to become children of God. You have a right. Claim it today. Man, that's what Christmas is about. That's what the Advent, that's what celebrating the coming of the Christ is about. Is the idea that we have the opportunity to be sons and daughters of God. Will you pray with me this morning? If you've never received that, if you never stopped and thought about that, if today is the first day where the Holy Spirit just sparked something inside of me and said, he's talking about you. He's talking about you. Good news is here. Great joy. Good news of great joy is here for all people. Doesn't matter what your story started like. It doesn't matter what's going on now. And honestly, it doesn't matter everything in between. It matters, has your story been intersected with the greatest story ever told? I just want to pray God's blessing over you. You bow your heads and close your eyes. Just tune in to God. And if you don't believe that, would you just be bold enough today to pray, Father, show me. If you're real, show me. I believe he will. Father, bless this time. My prayer is that each and every person here this morning, no matter where life has them, no matter where their story is has them in this season of life, I pray that we could be intersected with the greatest story ever told. Father, I pray that your love would just pour out today. I pray that your Holy Spirit would just prick in us. God, if we don't believe that, that you would just allow us to be bold enough to pray, God, show me. If you're real, show me. I believe this with all my heart. I believe this story not only impacts us in that moment of salvation, but it impacts the rest of our life. Father, once we've been told a story this good, there is no going back. We love you. We thank you for this first Christmas that we celebrate and we look back to. We thank you for the birth. We thank you for the humility of the story that, God, your angels would go and tell shepherds first. Boy, it really clues it in that it's for all people. Father, I pray that we would take hold of that grace. We would take hold of the idea that we can't make it on our own, that Jesus is the one that makes this possible. Help us with that, Father. Help us celebrate that. Help us to look past all the other things and celebrate this meaning of Christmas. Jesse's going to play, and I'm going to just pray God's blessings over you. If you here this morning, you say, man, I've never encountered that story like that before. It's never meant that to me before. You just come talk to me. Come talk to someone that you know here and trust. We'll take care of it. Father, bless these people. Watch over them. We just worship you. We praise you today. That is why we are here. It's the greatest story ever told. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.